and welcome to Come All Ye, Folk Music on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron. Today we have a featured album from Ireland, a cross-border effort from Ulster, north and south bits of Ulster, and we have lots more besides. So I'm pleased to have your company, and I hope you'll stick around and enjoy the music that I've chosen for you. We'll open with a song in the Gaelic. It's not an Irish song, it's a Scottish song composed by the two brothers, Rory and Callum MacDonald, who come from Skye, or came from Skye, and they were in the band Run Rig. But this is not Run Rig. This is the band, or the trio of singers from Sydney who performed as Triontan.
Better than for this morning, better than
is The Sailor's Wife, or at least the song is. The singer, I believe, is Judith Peacock, from an album called Timber Timbre by Scottish group Whistlebinkies. Before that, we heard another one in Scots Gaelic, sung by Judy Pinder, whose heritage is more Irish than Scottish, leading the trio Triantán with Nachtnafélia. This is a trio, they're still all singing, but not in the same group. Judy and Miguel Heatwall and Anthony Woolcott made up that group, and they were very good, from Sydney. You're listening to Come All Ye. Next one was written about 40 years ago, I guess. One of the composers was Kevin Welsh, and we'll hear Kieran Kane and Kevin Welsh give us Till I'm Too Old to Die Young.
If life is like a candle bright, then death must be the wind. You know you can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill, and I'll watch the rising sun, and I pray that I won't feel the chill till I'm too old to die. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Lord, don't let that cold wind blow until I'm too old to die young. Left of them are these teardrops in my eyes. So if I could have one wish today, and I could know it would be done, I'd say everyone could stay until they're too old to die. Watch my children grow to see what they become. Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Till I'm too old to die young.
Well, you know the name of that one. Kieran Kane and Kevin Welsh, from an album called You Can't Save Everybody Till I'm Too Old to Die Young. Kieran Kane was in Bathurst in 2024, I think, at a house concert, which I attended, and it was absolutely packed, the particular room. 2 days later, I had COVID. So thank you, Kieran. I blame him personally for contracting COVID. I did survive. I didn't die young. And I'm, well, I hope I'm not too old to die young. Kieran Kane and Kevin Welch. Yes, okay. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Now, I've played a couple of tracks by Metty fiddlers, particular fiddlers from, well, this lot come from Alberta in Canada, an album put together by a chap by the name of Alex Kosterok. Most of the tracks are reasonably well-known tunes, but their style is quite distinctive. And this is Alex Kosterok with just such a well-known tune, Drops of Brandy. If you know the tune Drops of Brandy, I bet you don't know that version. And something tells me the guitarist in the background there didn't recognise it either. He seemed to be living his own life. Some of the accompaniment was very twangy. Electric guitar behind Alex Kosterok with a Metty version of Drops of Brandy. David Ferrard was born in Edinburgh, but he grew up in Pennsylvania, and I think he still lives there. He's got an accent that kind of betrays his origins a little, but he has an interesting voice, quite distinctive voice. And here's a song called Jackaro, traditional song, and it just about covers all the food groups. There's rebellion, there's courageous activities, cross-dressing, and it even ends in the last verse with a marriage proposal, which sort of comes out of thin air. Jackaro, David Ferrard.
There was a wealthy merchant in London, he didn't dwell. He had a lovely daughter, the truth to you I'll tell. Oh, the truth to you I'll tell. She had sweethearts aplenty and men of high degree. There was none but Jack the sailor her true love there could be. Oh, her true love there couldn't be. Oh, daughter, your body I'll confine. If there's none but Jack the sailor will ever please your mind. Oh, will ever please your mind. My body you may prison, my mind you can confine. There's none but Jack the sailor can have this heart of mine. Oh, can have this heart of mine. Now Jack he went a-sailing with trouble on his mind, to leave his native country and darling girl behind. Oh, his darling girl behind. She went into a tailor's shop and dressed in men's array. She went on board a vessel to convey herself away. Oh, convey herself away. Before you come on board, sir, your name I'd like to know. She smiled all in her countenance, they call me Jackero. Oh, they call me Jackero. Your waist is light and slender, your fingers neat and small. Your cheeks too red and rosy to face the cannonball. Oh, to face the cannonball. My waist is light and slender, my fingers neat and small, but it would not make me tremble to see 10,000 fall. Oh, to see 10,000 fall. The drums began to beat and the fife began to play. Into the field of battle they all did march away. Oh, they all did march away. The war soon being over, she hunted all around, and among the dead and dying, her darling boy she found. Darling boy she found. She picked him up all in her arms and carried him to town. She called for a physician who quickly healed his wounds. Oh, who quickly healed his wounds. This couple they got married, so well did they agree. This couple they got married, so why not you and me. So why not you and me?
Yeah, they got married, so why not you and me? That's Jackero, David Ferrard, F-E-R-R-A-R-D is that surname. Nice album called Across the Troubled Wave. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm going to play a track from the featured album now. This group is called Aureala, or Aureala, possibly. The land of Aurel, O-R-I-E-L, is in South Ulster, so it includes bits of North Louth, which is in the Republic, and bits of South Armagh, which is in the other place. And it stretches westward into the County Monaghan. The region has long served as a sanctuary for poets and bards who found patronage and support among the noble Irish families of the area. That's nice. This group are Gerry O'Connor, great fiddle player, Gilles Le Bigot, very fine guitarist, Nuala Kennedy, well known to regular listeners of this program, playing flute and singing, and Martin Quinn, fine accordionist. Not a new album, 2012 it was released. The genesis of the album, and maybe the group, partly it's a legacy of music, song and dance from that part of the world. Distinctive regional accents and unique musical styles have been meticulously preserved by lots of dedicated local musicians and folklorists. Their efforts have ensured that the artistic traditions of Oriel remain vibrant and influential. So the musical influences are quite diverse, not only from Ireland but from Scotland and Western Europe. And this has led to the development of an eclectic mix of rhythms and melodies. The band, I should spell it for you, I suppose, O-I-R-I-A-L-L-A, and I'm choosing to pronounce it Oriela, and I hope that's close. Anyway, it unites four highly accomplished musicians, and they have taken it on as a bit of a project, so we might hear a song somewhere along the line, but we'll start with a set of jigs, which they call McCusker's jigs. Three jigs, I Lost My Love and Care Not, MacLeod of Mull and The Sweets of May. Thank you. from the featured album, self-titled album by a group called Oriella from Ireland. We heard a set of jigs. First of all, Martin Quinn, the accordionist, led I Lost My Love and Care Not. Then Nola Kennedy playing flute and Jerry O'Connor playing fiddle led the next one, MacLeod of Mull, finishing up with a good version of The Sweets of May, once again joined by Martin Quinn on accordion. Didn't hear much of Gilles Bigot playing guitar, but he'll turn up a little later in the program. That's the featured album. I do hope you're going to enjoy it. This next one comes from Emily Smith, good musician, with her husband, I think, partner anyway, playing fiddle, Jamie McLennan. This is the Bonnie Labouring Boy. Emily Smith plays piano and accordion on this album, and Steve Byrne joins in on some tracks, most tracks in fact, on guitar or cittern or bouzouki.
Body laboring boy, I mean to live and die. your glasses to the brim and let the toast go round. And drink to every laboring boy who loves and sows the ground. For when his work is over, it's home he will come with dawn. And happy is the girl.
A gentle sound there from Emily Smith, with her husband Jamie McLennan playing fiddle and Steve Byrne playing other things with strings. This is Come All Ye, heard every week on 2MCE at this time, at any time you like, because we stream, or no, we don't, well, we do stream, but it's available on demand, usually within a couple of days of the live program going to air. You can get to it either by going to the website of the radio station, which is 2mce.org, or to the website of the program, which is Come All Ye, one word, comeallye.com. There you'll find playlists going back a long way, back into the last century, in fact, and links to Listen On Demand, going back to, I think, about 2019. Yeah, I think 2019. So on we march. This next one is a part interview and part field recording. A number of people made field recordings of old Australian musicians over a period of time, and in this case, it's Chris Sullivan who recorded Charlie Batchelor. Charlie Batchelor was a fiddle player from Bingara, northern New South Wales, who was interviewed by a number of people, but when Chris put this album together, he put quite copious notes about Charlie and about the musicians in that part of the world. Very interesting production. Charlie Batchelor tuned his fiddle 1.5 tones below concert pitch, which is a bit confusing for all concerned. The action was very high. When he was performing with a band, his instrument was tuned to C, which is one full tone below concert pitch. He had large fingers, and he didn't actually fret the strings to the fingerboard, didn't push the string right down to the fingerboard, but stopped it lightly using the force of the finger alone. So an interesting fellow, as was Chris Sullivan. So this is a tune called The Queer Fellas Schottische by Charlie Batchelor, and a bit of an interview leading up to it.
Well, Charlie, would you mind telling us how you got a start on playing the fiddle?
Well, I got a start listening to Harry Reeve. That's where I got my start. And Jack Smith and Emperor, George Baker. And then I say, George Parton, yeah. I go around to these bush dances. And when they knocked off, I had to go down and listen to my great friend, Henry Reeves. And that's where I learned the most of my music. And that's it. I travel a long way to listen to him too.
What was it about the way he played that made you
want to
play?
Oh, well, he got the same style as me. Well, I copied it off him, I suppose. I don't know. He played something very near the same as me. Well, I played the same as him, as far as I know. But I'm telling you this much, not as good, not yet. We're only about a little up, close, very just close to him. That's as far as I know, my boy.
What was the first tune you had to go at?
Oh, Red Wing. Oh, it took me months to get it. But I got it, and I got Harry's, and I got them all listening to them. I only listened to them. No one ever taught me. I taught myself. I have to listen to him. I put them in the band box, and I ain't got too many in it now. Give them to the Barton River Band. They got all my tunes, and most of them come from where he was, down at Elkham.
Tune's called The Queer Fellas Schottische, played by the remarkable Charlie Batchelor, on that occasion with lots of members of the Horton River Band from northern New South Wales. They included Chris Sullivan and Kathy Ovenden, Mark Rummery, Barry McDonald and Jack O'Kevins back in the mid-80s. And they performed at a national folk festival back in the mid-80s as well, and I was there. Next one comes from a singer by the name of Kathy Ryan. And I don't play a lot of Flat and Scruggs songs on this program because it's not a bluegrass program. But this song, well, it's not bluegrass, is it? It's a song called Rough and Ready.
My heart, but
See no more.
some reels on the harp. Rather nice too. Played by Deirdre Granville. Her album is called Imram. She's originally from County Kerry. The track is called Dushlan, which means something like challenge, I think. Another one now from the featured album. This time we'll hear Nuala Kennedy sing a song. This is the Boys of Mullaghbawn. Mullaghbawn is a little town in Armagh, in Ulster.
On a Monday morning early, as my wandering steps did lead me down by a farmer's station, through meadow and green lawn, I heard great lamentation as the small birds, they were warbling, we'll have no more engagement with the boys of Mullaghbawn. Squire Jackson, he's unequalled for honour and for reason. He never turned traitor nor betrayed the rights of man. But now order transportation for the boys of Mullaghbawn. As our heroes cross the ocean, I'm sure a ship in motion would stand
is an interesting album, concept album, self-titled one by the group Aureola. We heard the voice of Nuala Kennedy there, and she has a fine voice too. A track now by the group Kilbeg. Rod Patterson, who's going to sing a song called India, composed the song, and it just so happens he was born in Calcutta, as it was called, back in 1953. Won't be composing anymore because, sadly, he passed away in 2024. He lived in Dunkeld in Perthshire. But as a member of Kilbeg, he contributed this album to their fifth... He contributed this song, I should say, to the fifth album, simply called Kill Big Five. So a song called India, and it offers an interesting perspective on the subcontinent.
Called Dundee.
and the gypsy, I travel the land. There are no chains about me, I am my own man. I can tell a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places I have been are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a proper home, not one like yours is. I've nearly always had a caravan with horses. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well. To me, she ain't no jailer. And I can tell a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places I have sailed are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a garden nor a place with windows. I stand upon the salty deck and feel the wind blow. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well. Years old, I joined the circus. I can tell you a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places we have played are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had no money and no hope to get none. I can always get a penny when there is good reason. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well.
And a very long fade out for that song. called It Suits Me Well. It was written by Sandy Denny, sung there by Dave Swarbrick in very fine voice, I must say, from his album Smitty Burn. Before that, good set of tunes, What Ye Wore Met the Streen, which is probably better known as Lord Haddo's favourite. The rest of the set, The Ribbons of the Red-Headed Girl and Real Gananum, Real with No Name. So, a solo album. However, he had a pretty stellar lineup of support musicians there with him, including Richard Thompson, whom we'll hear again in a few minutes. He was playing guitar and mandolin and mandocello. Dave Pegg playing bass guitar and mando. Simon Nicol was there playing guitar. Dave Mattox and Bruce Rowland, both playing drums. Beryl Marriott, great pianist, piano accordion player as well. Roger Marriott playing harmonica and John McCormick playing double bass. Smitty Burn, exceptional album from Dave Swarbrick post Fairport Convention and sadly post the death of Sandy Denny as well. A track called Handsome Johnny, which could kind of conjure up lots of different styles of music. Well, here it is from a group called Tune Hash. Timey tune, Handsome Johnny, by the group called Tune Hash. T Two fiddle players in that group, Amy Alvey and George Jackson. Good sound. From an album called Smothered and Covered. You're listening to Come All Ye, and as promised, here's another one from Richard Thompson from an early album of his called Henry the Human Fly. This is The Old Changing Way.
Together we stay, intending our fortunes to try on the all-changing way. We come to your city and we call on your wives. We'll fix up your kettle, dear Mrs., we'll sharpen your knives. And we always agree that together we'd stay, intending our fortunes to try on the all-changing. And the money grew thin. We worked for a song, but the money, it didn't come in. Now brothers are kindred, but hard times betray. And so we stumbled apart on your changing way. We never agreed to divide our tin. And when you're out of love with your brother, your hard times begin. For the spikes and the brother, shameful to see. But don't you travel alone, boys. This warning you take from me, you must share with your nearest till the end of your days, or else it's forever you'll roam the all-changing world.
Place we've come to, we don't know what to say. We long to see each other and are frightened of that day. You met me in a barren place, you walked me to the hill. We were so good for each other then, I know we could be still. You couldn't have come at a better time. couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. We have 500 questions between you and me. But when you look into my eyes, my love, tell me what you see. Is it something you're not sure of? Is it something true and fine? Or is it just another case of the right thing at the wrong time? You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Since we were first together, by the lakeside sky so blue, we were so good for each other. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you try. Oh no, not if you try.
It's Luca Bloom, and you couldn't have come at a better time. The tune at the end there is called The Kesh Jig. Luca Bloom, as I'm sure you know, the younger brother of Christy Moore. I think we'll take a couple of Australian tracks now. This is the Coast Cayley Band, two tunes, Ireland in New York and The Tuller Reel. Then Franklin B. Paverty, with a song written at the time of the construction of the Snowy Mountain Scheme, Snowy 1.0, call it what you will, written by Irish expatriate who was working on the scheme, Ulick O'Boyle, a song called Old Talbingo.
Thank you. hotel bingo. The sun shining through the trees, and the Tumut River is a-winding down, down from the mountains through the old-time town. Another day has just begun, my friend. Another day has just begun. The river's shining sort of silver, the town, it's glittering like gold, and a lizard lying in the morning sun, like me, I guess he's having fun. Another day has just begun, my friend. Another day has just begun. A rooster's sounding his reveille. The birds around her heard the word, and rabbits are stealing her one by one. Above the ground, I guess they found. Another day has just begun, my friend. Another day has just begun. By her eyes are laughing, the prettiest picture I've seen, with the silver river and the town of gold. You'd buy this picture, but it can't be sold. Another day has just begun, my friend. Another day has just begun. And pretty soon we both are walking, talking in the morning sun. We hold hands and you will understand when I say just one more thing I've left undone. Another day has just begun, my friend. Another day has just begun, oh yeah. Another day has just begun, my friend. Another day has just begun. Where Tal Bingo is a shining, Tumut River winding, true love finding in the morning sun.
That's Franklin B. Pavity, a band that I think might still exist in some form. That was recorded quite a while ago. Old Tal Bingo, a song by Ulick O'Boyle, one of many he wrote about working on the Snowy Mountain scheme, a hydro scheme in the Snowy Mountains. Next on Come All Ye, another Australian one. That's good. I've got a few here to fit in before the end of the program. This is Judy Small, visitor to the program occasionally, and the song about the first female railway engine driver, at least in New South Wales. Her name was Janet Oakden. She was English, came out here, and eventually became an engine driver.
Let me tell you about a woman, Janet Oakden is her name. She came here from England just to drive a train. She started as a steward, and why I cannot tell. When she tried to join the union, the men all ran like hell. Janet Oakden, Janet Oakden, you should be very proud. With the odds all stacked against you, your spirit was not cowed. The union said, we'll help you, but let us make this clear. The railway wives won't want to see their husband's place so near. The feminine temptation a woman would present. You must have separate quarters so morals won't get bent. Janet Oakden, Janet Oakden, You should be very proud. With the odds all stacked against you, your spirit was not cowed. They raised up great objections. Why, she can't drive a train. You can't lift up the engine nor undertake the strain of toting all that fireman's gear upon your fragile back. What happens if your nails should break, your makeup start to crack? Janet Oakden, Janet Oakden, you should be very proud. With the odds all stacked against you, your spirit was not cowed. Now Janet was too wily for all those doubting men. She took herself to driver's school and answered back again. Now she can be a driver and wear a driver's shoes. That courageous woman's earned the right to pay her union dues. Janet Oakden, Janet Oakden, you should be very proud. With the odds all stacked against you, your spirit was not cowed. Janet Oakden, Janet Oakden, you must be very proud. With the odds all stacked against you, your spirit was not cowed.
Story of Janet Oakden from Judy Small, and that comes from an album called Sleepers and Rails, songs about railways. And from the same album, I'll play another one. This is Tex Morton and his version of Sergeant Small.
He walked along the line of trucks, saying, any room in here? Then I pulled the cover back, said, throw your blankets in. He dropped his belly and his roll, and he socked me on the chin. Ali-o-le. To the jailhouse, and they got me in a cell. I realized then who he was. It wasn't hard to tell. I wish that I was 14 stone and I was 6 feet tall. I'd take a special trip up north to beat up Sergeant Small. And at fighting I'm no dunce, but let me see the feller who can take on five at once. I wish that I was 14 stone and I was 6 feet tall. I'd take a special trip up north just to beat up Sergeant Small. Man, man, stay away from that north boy.
Indeed, yes. Tex Morton with a story about a railway copper, Sergeant Small. Time for one more from the featured album. This is a track they call Sung in Louth. It includes Mrs. Carroll's, which is a Strathspey, Cahill McKee, which is a double jig, and a set dance called the Blackthorn Stick. Featured album, self-titled album by the group Aurilla. O-R-O-I-R-I-A-L-L-A. I'll get it right eventually. Sung in Louth. A Strathspey double jig and a set dance from the featured album, spelt O-I-R-I-A-L-L-A, from the band of the same spelling. Jerry O'Connor playing fiddle, Gilles Lubigo playing guitar, Nuala Kennedy flute, and Martin Quinn accordion. And they're very good. It's a nice album, and it comes out of 2012, a I think it was just a one-off. I must investigate further. Time for one and a half tracks. This is a good one from the late Jim Macquarie, good old mate of mine, who passed away some years ago. He lived down the south coast of New South Wales for quite a while, originally from New Brunswick in Canada. This is a song written by Cy Khan, which puts the question that we all should ask.
Late in the evening as light fades away, in silence we gather together, searching the faces of those who are here, for those who have left us forever. What will I leave? What will I leave? What will I leave behind? When I am gone, who'll carry on? What will I leave behind? Where are the ones who caught the flame in the night, fired up by the heat of devotion, living their lives by the light of the truth, like a lamp they have burned on the ocean? What will I leave?
Macquarie and a Cy Khan song, What Will I Leave? I wonder. Thank you for your company today. As always, I do hope you can come back for the next instalment of Come All Ye here on Community Radio 2MCE. I leave you with some tunes, 3 tunes, two of them composed comparatively recently, and the other one a bit older. Lochaba Badger, Maggie's Pancakes, and A Penny Worth of Straw. This is the Sydney Trio, Kajafi. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.